You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English. What were the biggest upsets of the first round of the Czech League? Would Michal Beran be a good signing for Sparta Prague? What freak moment occurred during the Slavia Prague Hradec Králové game? And what verb is commonly used with the noun bet? Hello everyone, welcome back to the Footglish podcast. If you've ever been wondering what Footglish means, then it's very simple. Foot stands for football, glish, English. This is an English learning podcast about football. I'm the host, my name is Denek Lukas, and I'm an English teacher. And as always, we have got a guest, and this one is really special. He is a returning guest. After about a year, it's my pleasure to welcome Štěpán Hájek back on the podcast. So, Štěpán, welcome back on the Footglish podcast. It's good to have you back, man.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I can't believe it's already a year since my last visit.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's true.
So, Štěpán, you are a football journalist and ex-football player. You used to play for Sparta Prague as well, didn't you?
That's true. That's true. For 6 years, I guess. Yeah, 6 years. Mm-hmm.
And now you work for several different platforms. So one of them is Canal Plus, which is Premier League focused channel. Yes. Or is it a streaming service? Or what is it? Is it a TV channel?
I would say it's a TV channel. We have more TV channels, of course. But yeah, I think you can call it either television or TV channel.
Yeah. So obviously the Premier League hasn't started yet, so that's something we could talk about, maybe discuss some transfer rumors. But I invited you mainly to talk about the first round of the Czech League, because you also happen to be obviously a big Sparta Prague fan, and I think you also work for Sparta Unlimited, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. I'm still a commentator for some of the games of the B team, youth teams, and some other stuff.
Which means you have to sort of be knowledgeable about the Czech League as well. So I think we have the right guest here. So what did you make of the first round?
A lot of surprises, to be honest. I'm not sure if you are a fan of sports betting, but if you placed a bet on, I don't know, Sparta, Slavia, maybe Pilsen was the only one that won out of the favorites, but Sparta drew, Slavia as well. I think it was quite surprising, but I think we saw a lot of great games. I would say some of them were under the radar before the start of the match week. But for example, Mladá Boleslav against Liberec, it was 3-3. Great matches. I have to say I'm quite satisfied with the start of the Šance Liga.
Absolutely. Maybe it's a bit tougher to take as a Sparta fan, but for me as a neutral, I was impressed by what I saw. I also got the chance to see one game in person, which was amazing. And just to go back to what you suggested, I did actually bet on all of the games because, you know, I don't really bet much, but I'm always excited at the beginning of the season. So just to make this feeling even stronger, or just to enjoy myself even more, I go to the betting sports, I join all the fantasy leagues and all that, until I realize I'm very bad at all this and I fade away.
I wasn't a huge fan of fantasy football, and I had an amazing debut season with the Fantasy Premier League, and the second season, which was the last season, I was one of the worst. But
I have a similar story. In fact, my first season, I think I was in top. Is it 1 million or something? Which is pretty good, right? It's like five. I was like in top 5% or 10% or something like that. But the following seasons, I got only worse. So, yeah.
Maybe luck of the beginner.
Yeah, beginner's luck, as they say. Good phrase. And of course, so going back to the Czech League, a lot of surprises, a lot of upsets, as we say. And honestly, only Plzeň, which was the opening game, Plzeň of the favorites, they are the only team from the top five teams that finished last season that won. And convincingly, we have to say, they beat my university city, my alma mater, Pardubice, 5-1 away from home. But I think nobody could expect anything different, really. What do you think?
I think so. Unfortunately, if I have to place a bet, I'm going to use this phrase again. Who's going to be relegated? I think it's going to be Pardubice, because they are not the strongest side in the Chance Liga. And maybe they will have some good players in the winter transfer window, but right now I would say they are the favorites to go down.
Yeah, this is what most of the experts and pundits say these days, and the podcasters, right? I always hear the same. It's Pardubice going down.
Yeah. It looks like that.
It does, and a 5-1 defeat at home to Plzeň doesn't help. They started in a great fashion, Plzeň, right? Last season they finished second. Now they are in the Champions League qualifier. I think tonight they are playing Servette Geneva. I don't know how to pronounce it, but the Swiss team.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know myself. I don't know, man. But let's talk about those two main favorites, supposedly Sparta and Slavia, the greatest teams in the Czech League historically, the strongest teams. What happened there? They both dropped points.
I think it's a bigger surprise that Slavia drew at home against Hradec Králové. But as we said, that Pardubice are favorites to get relegated. I think Hradec maybe is a dark horse of the league because they have a really strong side. They have a great players. They signed Vladimír Darida, who is a former international.
And he played in Bundesliga for a long, long time, right?
Yeah, for like, I would say maybe 10 years. I think he played in Hertha Berlin and Freiburg, I guess. Yeah. And yeah, a lot of great players. So it was surprising, but not as surprising as Sparta. It was more surprising than Sparta.
Yes, it was.
Drew in Jablonec. And you've been there. What was the atmosphere like?
In Jablonec. I was in Jablonec. And I was invited by one of my students. I'm not gonna name him, but I got the tickets. It was amazing. And as I was entering the gate, I saw Vladimír Šmicer and also Ivan Hašek. So it was great, and the atmosphere was amazing. The stadium was sold out. The sun was shining. The first half, it was a bit hard to see the players because of the sun, but as far as the football goes, oh my God, that was such a good game. Both teams wanted to play football, you know. And obviously huge expectations, mainly from Sparta fans, as their coach Brian Priske had returned. But they didn't seem to be in great shape, which I guess was sort of expected. Well, Jablonec, on the other hand, picked up where they left off. I thought they played really well.
I think so. I think the manager of the Jablonec, or head coach, that's like in England, in Premier League, there is always the managers. Almost always there are the managers. So I think head coach is more suitable for Czech League. So head coach Luboš Kozel, he's great. He's great. I would say a lot of people underestimate him. He used to be a coach of Slovan Liberec, which is the biggest rival of Jablonec. Those two cities are quite close. They are connected by the tram, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm, to be honest, apart from the game against Sparta Prague, I'm a fan of Luboš Kozel and his work. which means right now I wasn't satisfied after the match. But I think Jablonec is going to be pretty strong. I would say at home definitely this season.
Yeah, and their first five fixtures are really tough because not only do they have Sparta, they also have Slavia and Plzeň there.
Yeah,
so it's really a tough run up, and it's great to get a point, I think, at home against Sparta. Even though, you know, at some point as I was watching the game, I thought actually Jablonec could nick the win, but in the end Sparta equalized and the game ended in a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, well, I would say it was, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but it was up for grabs for both of the teams. Mm-hmm. I like that phrase from English commentators. So I would say both of the teams could have won, but I think draw is a good result for Jablonec. And I think Sparta is going to get better and better with each game under Brian Priske.
Yeah. Well, let's
at least I hope so.
Let's hope so for Sparta fans. And they have a few issues, though. And if I look at the changes they have made, it seems a bit weird because it seems like there are more outgoings than incomings. Like I know they got Gade Žabek also from Bundesliga, a big sort of, we could say Sparta, could we say legend? Maybe not a legend, but someone who used to play for Sparta and has a Sparta heart.
Mm. I would say maybe fan favorite,
the right. So at the age of 33, he's a wing back, right wing back, we could say. And so he was one of the best Sparta players, I thought. And then there is one player, ironically from Jablonec, Holý, and that's it, right? That's it. No more signings for Sparta yet.
I think so. Maybe the player from the Liberec, Santiago Eneme. I think he was also one of the addition to the team. But as you said, it's absolutely correct. More outgoings. I think they will definitely need at least one more midfielder after the Albanian international Čazim Mlači left to Rizespor. He went to Turkey, which was surprising for me, I have to say, because they finished, I don't know, sixth or seventh in the Turkish league. I definitely understand that his income is going to be much higher in Turkey. But I'm quite sad because he was a proper hard man in the central midfield. He was playing with his heart, and I loved his style of play, even though sometimes individually definitely he made some mistakes. Who doesn't? But I really liked his style.
I think his legacy will be there, you know, because it was also him. We need to remind everyone it was him who made it possible for Sparta to be in Europe with that goal that they needed in order to get a draw at home, right?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Otherwise Jablonec would be playing the Conference League now. So Čazim Mlači, I think, left his mark on Sparta, and Sparta fans will remember him fondly, I'm sure. And it's a shame. It's a shame that all of all these players that you might potentially think of letting go, he was not the one, right?
Absolutely. He was not the one. I could name other players that I think, I'm not sure if it's too harsh, but they deserve to leave.
He deserved to be fired.
They deserve to be fired. Well, I'm mostly happy about Pavel Gade Žabek because when I was in the B team, I played one game for the A team, and I played with him. He scored two goals, and I would say, even though it was preseason friendly, I would say it was his breakthrough game. After that, I think he didn't leave the starting lineup. So. Sometimes I'm saying I was the one who made it work.
Did you also provide one of the assists, perhaps?
Or? I did not.
What about pre-assists?
No, unfortunately not.
Did you motivate him with a speech before the game or something? There must have been something, you know.
Absolutely. I think my presence was the most important part of his progress.
it was paramount. It was key to that. Yeah, okay, great. That's a great story. And so Yeah, as far as Jablonec goes, I don't know. So I assume you watch the game, but for me, the best player on the pitch from the Jablonec side was Beran. I have to say, I know everybody has been raving about this player. I know a lot of people have been praising him, including Luboš Kozel. But it's different when you are actually in the stadium. You sort of see everything from a different perspective, you know. And I saw so many things there because I was focusing specifically on that player. Oh my God, he has like, he's so calm on the ball and he doesn't lose the ball and he makes great decisions and he takes risks. He does, and he's so positive. He doesn't pass the ball back much, not at all. He's always like looking forward to find a player in a good position and technically gifted. I think Sparta might be the team that should buy someone like that. What do you think?
I think it's a rumor that is circulating on social media that Sparta should, or the Sparta fans, maybe it's more a wish than a rumor. Yeah. But Sparta fans are like writing like crazy that Sparta should buy Beran instead of Lachi, who left. So I think he's definitely one of the names. And as you said, it was greatly said. If you are in the stadium, you can focus on so many things. I was at the Bohemians against Baník Ostrava game.
Okay.
I was in the second row, and I heard everything on the pitch. Like the Jolíček, the stadium of Bohemians, is quite a. I'm not sure that you can describe it with words. I think you have to be there because the main acoustic stand, acoustic, everything, and you are like you are in the game. So
as you said,
it's absolutely different perspective. And back to your question, Beran, I think he's the type of player that Sparta should go for.
Yeah, but if I'm Luboš Kozel, I don't want him to leave, honestly,
no.
Because he's such an integral part of that team. Yeah, so it's interesting because he's not the kind of player, the flashy player that would score you a lot of goals or even make assists, but yet he's so important for the team in the build-up phase and so important to the way Luboš Kozel wants to play this combination football, right? So I think, however, he can't stay in at Jablonec for too long. For his own sake, for his own career and development. And I think everybody knows it.
Yeah, I agree. Those type of players are the players that you definitely need on the pitch. Sometimes the people, they don't value their work of those players. But I think they are, as you said, integral part of a team, of a side that plays combination football that depends on build-up. So definitely, really, really important player for Jablonec.
Okay. So what about Slavia then? So again, they lost to they drew to Hradec, probably the biggest surprise of the round. And there was one moment, right, that everybody talks about now. It was Tomáš Holeš who thought that the ball left the pitch, right, and he thought he would have a throw in and stopped playing. But it stayed on, and the play continued, and the player called Sojka, right? Also surprised by this situation, realized that he's alone, nobody was following him, and he went all the way and scored. How did you see that moment then?
I think all the coaches that I had in my football career said one same thing: do not stop playing until you hear the whistle.
Yeah.
And I think Tomáš Holeš should definitely know that. I had immediate flashback from the World Cup of the Japan against, I'm not sure if it was Germany or Spain, because they have both in the group stage.
Yeah.
And then Zdeněk Folprecht was the pundit for one play sport. Mm-hmm. He also said the same thing. So I had immediate flashback. And I think this time the ball didn't look as out of play as it was in the Japan game, which means I don't know. I think it wasn't out of play, but
I don't think it was. And we have technology for this now, right? So I think
but
they
unfortunately I think, unfortunately, we have it only on the goal line. They don't have it around the pitch.
Are you sure VAR didn't check it? I thought VAR were checking it. No?
Yeah, but not with the technology. They had to check it with the cameras.
Okay.
With the cameras they have. I think it's like 10 or 12 cameras they have, but still there is no camera from the bird's view. How do you call it?
Bird eyes.
Bird's perspective.
But so to be honest, no matter what, like, it was Holeš's mistake, because, and he admitted to it, right, in the post-match conference. That was actually pretty sportsmanlike from him to do that. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't expect anything less, because in my opinion, he's a gentleman of football. And he admitted to making a huge mistake. But that's something that shouldn't happen, because, yeah, as you said, this is, I don't know what the coach is, what your coach would do if you did that. Would they give you a lot of stick for that? Or
absolutely, a lot of screaming, a lot of shouting, and I think it's gonna be quite crazy in the locker room. But I have to say one more thing. I was also surprised by Igor Ogbu's movement of the center back, because Sojka, the player of Hradec Králové, by the way, I think he's on loan from Viktoria Pilsen.
Okay.
And Ogbu, like, opened the way to goal. Yes. Absolutely, like, easy. I understand when there are two players against one, where is the situation two against one?
Yeah.
You have to close the pass, but also
anticipate.
Score, like, you have to anticipate, exactly. Yeah. Anticipate what he's going to do. So you have to, like, make a movement and make it a little bit harder for him. Yeah. And he had, like, five seconds to realize what he's going to do with the ball, which is
it was incredible. It almost looked like Sojka was surprised by the fact that he had so much space suddenly and that he could do whatever he wanted. And to be fair, like, just, I didn't play at such a high level as you. I always played village football, but I have to say I like to score a goal or two as well as a midfielder. But every single time I had a chance like that, it was the hardest for me. Yeah, like when I'm in front of the goalkeeper, or if I have like 3-4 seconds to decide what I want to do because there's no one around me, if I'm going alone on the keeper, that is always the toughest for me. I don't know what it says about me. Probably it explains why I didn't make it into professional football, but these are the hardest ones. And he just dealt with it in such a calm manner, you know, so kudos to him.
Absolutely. Kudos to him. And I think even the professional players has the same mindset as you had, because when you're running through a goal and you are running for like 20 meters, like a lot of things going through your head, which means, am I going to shoot for the far post? Am I going to aim for the between the legs? Am I going to like just close my eyes and, I don't know, try to lift the ball under the crossbar? I don't know. To be honest, it's never easy.
To go one on one
with the keeper. Never easy, and I think it's the same for the players on the village and the players in the Champions League.
Okay, yeah, you've made me feel better now. Okay, and we have to mention the second goal that Hradec scored, the equalizer, because that's the opposite case. Like that player, it was a long range screamer, basically. Fantastic shot into top bins, and that's the moment where he didn't have almost any time, and he made the most of it.
And I think he was substituted like 4 or 5 minutes before, and maybe it was his first or second touch with the ball. So quite impressive.
What was his name? Hodek. Yeah.
I'm not sure about his first name. I'm gonna have a look right after we finish. But amazing! What a shot! What a shot! I when Slavia scored the goal to make it 2-1, I was 100% sure that they are gonna win. But this was out of this world.
Yeah. Okay. That's another good phrase. And speaking of betting again, I actually placed another bet on this game, which said that I needed 4 goals to be scored in that game. I needed 3.5.
I
only placed this bet because I thought Slavia would absolutely thrash Hradec.
Yeah.
And how happy was I when Hradec scored that goal to make it 2-2, you know?
I can imagine. I didn't place a bet on the first round, but as you said before, there is the beginning of all the leagues, and we are so looking forward for it. So I think I'm gonna play some small bet definitely.
Yeah, me
for
too.
The next
until
round.
Until I start losing and realize this leads nowhere. Because but listen, this podcast is not sponsored by any betting company yet. So I can I can be cynical and negative about betting.
And
it's interesting. You mentioned you went to see Bohemians versus Baník, but we didn't actually say what happened in that game, because that was another big surprise, I would say, because Baník Ostrava lost. They finished third last season, right?
Yes, they did.
And they lost their opening game against Bohemians, who you would not think that they would be able to do that, to beat Ostrava. So how did that happen?
I would say the performance of Baník Ostrava was one of the biggest letdowns of the first round, because their best players, there is the Brazilian captain Everton, there is Matěj Šín, there is Tomáš Rigo, the Slovakian international. Unfortunately for Baník and their fans, we packed up the opposite stand to the main stand. They didn't play well, and Bohemians had a great structure. They have a great tactic. They had like four important players in the attack. There is the striker Yusuf, then two wingers.
Stepan, where is Yusuf from? Where is he from? He's somewhere from
Bahrain.
Bahrain. Wow, that's a very exotic place for a player, right? So it's surprising. Is it somewhere near United Arab Emirates, that country? I think it is.
So Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia. Yeah. I would say somewhere close.
Yeah, me too.
I would say pretty small country with a really nice flag. I'm a fan of flags, so they have a really nice
flag. Is it the green one? Does it have a green flag? It just
I think they have a white and red, and it's shaped like. But maybe you can correct me. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's shaped like.
I think it's like
zigzag. It's like I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, zigzag! Yeah.
It's you're right. That is an interesting flag. You're right. Yeah.
I like it. It's a unique shape of the flag.
It is, and a unique player as well. And I'm sure Bohemians are happy to have him.
Definitely, he scored the only goal, the decisive goal. He was composed with his finish. He looks maybe sometimes too composed. he's quite fast. He can shield the ball from the defenders really well. And as I said, they have two quick wingers, Václav Drchal and Vladimír Zeman. They played really, really good. So fair play to Bohemians, and Baník has to improve, because they are playing the Europa League game, not preliminary round.
Qualifier,
exactly, against Legia Warsaw. So
Legia Warsaw, that will be a big game as well.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a derby, because Baník Ostrava is close to Poland, and I think there are some Polish fans as well in the Baník, among the Baník fans, and I think this league is started in a great fashion, and we have some rising stars, and some players have let us down as well, but I think it's only the start, so anything can happen. Pavel Schulz, right? He became the best footballer in the Czech league for the previous season, and won the Ballon d'Or of the Czech Republic.
Czech Ballon d'Or.
Ballon d'Or. Obviously, everybody thought that he would leave Plzeň, that it was time to go for him. And he is an ambitious person, an ambitious player. And he doesn't shy away from talking about his ambitions, I think. And he was linked with several teams, including, I think, Bournemouth of the Premier League. But he's still staying at Plzeň. And in his first game, he scored a goal that probably... I don't know, someone like who would score a goal like that?
Who's gonna shoot from this angle?
Yeah.
Maybe Messi from the other side.
It was a Messi-like goal. It was such a beautiful, well-worked goal, and just the finish and the trajectory of the ball. Oh my God, it was just so nice. And when he was celebrating, it was as if this is nothing special as well. Did you see that celebration?
Yeah, I did. It was like, yeah, this is the daily work. I do this. I do this every day. Exactly. But yeah, he's such an interesting player, and I would be more than happy if he is gonna go to English Premier League, because there was rumors about Tottenham, there were rumors about Manchester City even.
Really?
I think it was back in winter. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, Bournemouth, and I think Bournemouth, for his development, it would be a great choice, because the coach Andoni Iraola, or the manager, I have to be clear,
precise.
He is amazing. That's mm-hmm. exactly the manager that you want to work under. So
and he would probably get the chance to play there as well.
I think so.
A place like Manchester City, where you wouldn't think that he would be the starter. In the team.
I think he would be a squad player. I think you can call it squad player.
If he's lucky.
If he's lucky, yeah, because with the players there.
Exactly. All right, Stjepan, is there anything else to add? Or do you think we've covered most of the most important moments in the league?
I think we did. I'm going to Pilsen tonight for the Victoria against Servet. Let's stay with Servet. Servet FC is the official name.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a look for the Geneva pronunciation. I'm really looking forward. I'm really looking forward, because Canal Plus Sport is gonna be broadcasting the second game. So me and my friend, who is gonna be in Switzerland for the second game, I'm gonna tell him some information about Czech League, because he's mostly focused on Premier League. Martin Minha, I think he was in your podcast.
Yeah, right? He has Martin. Been on this podcast before, and hopefully I want to invite him again. So definitely he's someone I want to have back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that, enjoy the games, Japan. And I think I have to publish this episode soon before the game now. I think it's too much about that hype. Yeah, but I'm going to watch this game, obviously, because it's an important game for Plzeň as well.
Absolutely. By the way, thanks for the invitation. I'm sure all of us from Canal Plus Sport are going to accept the invitation, because it's always nice to have a proper English conversation with a football, I would say, football fan, or let's say football fan.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on, and perhaps I will talk to you again next year. Why not?
No worries. Well, anytime, just text me. I think I'm gonna definitely find 30 minutes or more.
Lovely. Oh, we can even talk about the Premier League if you want. Why not?
Yeah, I would be maybe a little bit more sure. But I love Czech League. It always had a soft spot in my heart, the Czech League. But Premier League is something else, you know.
Yes, the same for me, man.
Yeah.
Okay, you take care of yourself and enjoy the game tonight.
Take care, Zdeněk, and speak to you soon. Thank you.
Bye, Stjepan. Bye-bye. Welcome back to the Language Corner. As always, in this part of the show, what I like to do as an English teacher, I like to clarify usually some vocabulary from the interview. And because the interview was quite long, I'm going to keep this part short and sweet, and I will only explain one collocation. What's a collocation? Collocation is a combination of two words that often go together. And what I liked was when Stjepan said, I didn't place a bet on the first round. So when we talk about betting on sports, we can basically use, I would say, two verbs, to place a bet or to make a bet. And as far as I know, to place a bet is slightly more official, slightly more formal, and it's more common in this betting, gambling, casino type of context. Whereas to make a bet is more common for everyday conversation, when you are making a bet with a friend maybe, or something like that. So how about you guys? Have you placed any bets in the past? Why don't you let me know in the comments if you like to bet on sports or not, and when was it your last time you bet on sports or a football game? And also, do you bet on your own games? Please don't, because this is illegal. This is match fixing, and this is something several players, even in the Premier League, have already been charged for, right? For example, now we have a case of Lucas Paqueta, which we still don't know how it will end, but it's not looking good for him, not at all. Speaking of betting and games, there is another thing that is about to unravel, that is about to start, and that's, of course, the Fantasy Premier League. I have made an entry for the Footgrish Podcast Mini League. You guys can join. There is a link in the show notes. There is a link in the description of this episode. So just click it and make your own team. I think you have about 3 weeks until the start of the season. Is it four? 3 or 4 weeks to make your own team and join this popular competition online. Okay, and that's all from me. Thank you very much for watching. If you did enjoy this podcast and you watched it as a video on the YouTube channel, would you mind hitting the like button, please? That's it from me. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you soon.